Hello, and welcome to LifePoint's DriveCast. My name is Dustin Yankowski, the Community Life Pastor at LifePoint Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series Alive in the book of Ephesians, and we call it Alive because it comes out of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, where Paul says that while we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God has made us alive in Christ. Jesus makes us new, gives us new life, and that is incredible news. Our text this past Sunday was in Ephesians chapter 1, the back end of it, verses 15 through 23, but I want to start in 16 and just read a small portion of that. Paul says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. So Paul here is praying to God to open the eyes of the hearts of his people so that they could see. And that comes out of verse 18, the eyes of the hearts being enlightened. And Paul knows that he had just explained some beautiful spiritual realities in the preceding verses, but he knows that while his people may have grasped that information in their heads, it won't necessarily lead to transformation in their hearts. So that is why he's praying that they would just experience and feel these truths in their hearts. So he's laboring for that, praying for that to be true. And now we walked through some of the things that he asked God to reveal to his people on Sunday. But what I want to focus on is the fact that Paul is praying this prayer, that Paul, one, acknowledges that for the eyes of the hearts to be enlightened in the people, God needs to do that work. God needs to do that work in his people through his spirit. But Paul is initiating all of this through prayer. A lot needs to be seen. A lot's at stake. God needs to do it in their hearts. And so he prays. And I just, as I think about my life or us, and do we move forward into the chaos of the world, the craziness of my day with the assumption that I see clearly, I know what to do, only to later realize I missed something or I was out of touch entirely. Or the depth of what I did see was only surface level and I was totally oblivious to the spiritual realities that were at play in my heart or in a situation. And the truth is, oftentimes I can find myself quick to act and slower to ask to see the larger picture. You know, no one finds themselves in a dark hallway and feels the need to sprint ahead, right, in the midst of their lack of sight. That would create problems. Similarly, we face spiritual problems when we lack spiritual sight and our hearts miss the truths and the hopes that we have in Jesus. And I think most of us may be familiar with these truths and what God has done in Jesus for us. But that transformation doesn't come with just head knowledge. It comes when it grips our hearts with a fresh new vision that only comes from God. And that's what Paul is praying. Now, Paul is also modeling for us what it looks like to have a vibrant, beautiful prayer life. I just think how often I've prayed this prayer for myself. And it's been definitely more recently as I've been reading this. Have you ever prayed that God would open the eyes of your hearts to give you a fresh vision to experience in your soul the truths you have made long ago memorized or heard of? Is that how I pray for my spouse? Is that how we pray for our children? We will pray that way if, like Paul, we acknowledge a primary need of ours as being to experience and feel God's truths in our hearts and not just settle for it being information. Sometimes the longest distance for transformation to come is the 18 inches between our head and our heart. And that's what Paul's praying. And if it's okay, I'd like to take a moment and just pray for us now. God, you are so good to us. I'm reminded of Jesus's words to his disciples when they asked him how to pray. He says, you know, what father, when their child comes to them asking for a fish, gives them a snake? God knows how to give good gifts to those who ask. And God, we come as your children asking for you to enlighten the eyes of our hearts through your spirit, Lord. And this is in your word. And we are banking on your faithfulness that you're going to deliver on the promise, God. Help us to see just the hope that we have in Jesus, the power that you have, and that's at work in us through your spirit. God, I just pray that today you would give us eyes to see and that tomorrow we would be reliant on your spiritual sight and that instead of moving forward quickly, God, we would ask for you to help us see as you see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And I just want to give you a quick moment personally to connect with God in prayer right now. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to LifePoint's Drivecast, and I hope you will join us soon.